Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello, and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast featuring dementia care and education specialist Tifa Snow. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and Tifa, let's call this one Study Suggests. And on a separate piece of paper, which I actually have here, I've read them. You've
Greg,
read them.
Why am I laughing? Why am I laughing before you even get there?
You know where this is going, don't you?
I do.
You've read these, probably several others that I haven't. And if someone sits and reads all of these, is it really going to be helpful to them as a care partner, or are they better off learning some basic skills? And here we go. Study suggests long-term high fluoride exposure during adolescence causes hippocampal impairments. Study suggests anxiety increases risk of subsequent cognitive progression in non-dementia elderly. Study suggests your romantic partner's DNA can influence your health behaviors. Study suggests social isolation linked to brain volume loss in older adults. Study suggests superagers more likely to have greater movement speed than typical older adults. Study suggests a new biomarker could track progression of Alzheimer's. Study suggests research indicates that social rigidity is a key predictor of cognitive rigidity. So how do you like them apples?
So, wow, that's a lot.
And that was only a week, wasn't it?
That was only a week. I know. There's a lot of stuff that people research. It's interesting. And, you know, I guess if you really need to prove something so that you've proved it, that rigidity thing, I feel like, you know, there's this element of rigidity in the scientific group where it's like, okay, the sky is blue. It's like, have we researched that? Are you sure? And it's like, well, I mean, my personal experience is unless there's a thunderstorm or unless it's super cloudy or it's dark, my experience is the sky is fairly one shade of blue or another. Yeah. Well, is it, you know, and it's like, okay, let's establish that and let's move forward. So I think some of these studies for me are like, are we still talking about this? I feel like we get it. Now, what are we going to do about it? Because I'm more into the practical mode of, huh, so that might explain why you might have some dementia because as a teenager, X happened. And maybe, I mean, at least it's related to, I didn't have much fluoride. So wonder what that means. Well, I'm not going to go do a research study on it. I'm just going to say, well, what can I do with what I got right now? Because I can't go back. There's no redos. I'm not sure you're going to get rid of your romantic partner because of their DNA. You know, I'm like, well, wait, I've just discovered your DNA as a risk factor and I'm going to eliminate you. Just like, wait, that's why we're breaking up? Not wait, that seems odd. But it was a study.
Well, so all of these studies come out, and like I say, we have a vested interest, so we tend to peruse them.
But
for the average person who is involved in dementia care or diagnosed with dementia or something, should they be putting their efforts into reading all of these things and trying to understand, or should we be investing our time in trying to learn some practical skills? Because you know what the road is like ahead of people.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get sidetracked. Like they get so wrapped up in, well, wonder what caused it. It's like, yeah, that's a really good question. But for right now, let's just see where we are. Now, you know, if I'm looking at the difference between, we just did a segment not long ago on Lewy body versus, you know, other conditions. Do I want people to know more about Lewy body? Yes, but it's because of the practical impacts of not knowing Lewy body. So for me, that's important. Knowing that my life partner, my romantic partner has patterns of behavior that if we feed into one another in this pattern, ouch, we could be getting ourselves further and further in the mud. So maybe one of us backing up and saying, you know, you love sugar and I love sugar. And together we adore sugar, but I am wondering whether we might want to make some different choices about our glucose intake for both of our well-beings. So for me, this data is simply a way for us to be practical moving forward. not going back and minutely dissecting or worrying myself about, you know, did I get exposed to fluoride when I was young or not? And it's like, eh, well, it is what it is. Let me see what I can do with where I am right now. Should I exercise a little more? Should I drink a little more water? Should I try to be, you know, careful about how well I sleep? I mean, are there things I can do that might impact my future movement into life and dementia potentially or not? Or do I want to worry about all these studies and what they might be? And my answer is I'd rather get sort of practical about how I can do things that might be helpful to me or someone else.
God bless the neurologists and the researchers and things like that, because they are helping. But trying to take what they have put into a study and published in a medical magazine is not going to help the average care partner.
It is not. And what I always want to remind people is, you know, for every study that gets published, there are so many where things did not work out. And nobody publishes those because they don't show us what we wanted to see. So why publish them? You know, and so drug companies are particularly skillful at that. But so are researchers deciding what's the point of publishing and my hypothesis was false. And even journals don't want to publish a lot of false hypotheses. So, you know, what don't we know that I wish we did? So I don't know that always just looking at the studies that are published is the answer. I think of living our lives together is sort of good evidence as to whether or not what we're doing seems to be turning us in the up direction or really keeping us in that down, frustrated place that we are. And we know that frustration is not a good place to be as a human being, whether you have dementia or not.
So let's talk about practical skills then. We're just about out of time, but let's talk about practical skills. Yeah. You offer some that are either, Zoom calls or videos, or how can you get the message out with just some basics that people might want to start with?
Yeah. So, I mean, if nothing else, we have a YouTube channel that's got huge amounts of stuff on it. We have these podcasts. We have people who can talk with you and do a Zoom connection. We have in-person skill sets that people can develop. We have ways of working with small communities. We have speaker gigs where I go all over the place and so do a few other folks. We have lots of opportunities to engage in ways that we think are more reasonable, helpful, practical. And they go all the way from just listening to something like this to doing something about what you heard and saying, you know what, I have a question for you. I'm going to challenge you to drink a whole glass of water today. Well, I drink a whole glass of water today. And that presupposes that I know you're not even drinking a glass of water a day and that that would be good for you and that we have a relationship that would allow me to do that. So our world is really based on the idea that we keep up with the research. It's not that we don't, but we also take it and go, is this helpful to somebody to know? Or is this just, yeah. So let's move on.
Is this something I'm going to start my next lecture by espousing? No.
It's sort of like a few days ago, I don't know if you caught this one. Constipation can actually shorten your cognitive life.
There are so many responses going through my mind right now, and I'm not going to say them.
Don't. I already played with it a little bit on a Facebook post that we did in the morning. But, you know, it's just like, huh, I don't even know where to start, but I better get going, is all I can say.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Well, on that positive note.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. For more information, contact Positive Approach at deepasnow.com.
If you're signed into your Spotify account, we'd love to get your feedback. How? Click into the episode details and look over the episode question and poll. Send us your comments and vote so we can answer your questions and better tailor this content to your needs. We look forward to hearing from you.